Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 158 on April 25th, 2017. Changing the world, one ass at a time. So, some updates for everybody. First, I wanted to put in a good word for the forum on my website. It's slowly but surely becoming a place where people can come and talk about all kinds of things pegging. It's an alternative to the Reddit pegging boards, which are pretty wild and woolly and filled with porn. And it's on my website, which is totally cool for me, of course. I try and get back to your questions and things as quickly as possible, but sometimes it takes me a little while. But I love the fact that people want to come and just talk about it with each other and not always depend on me to answer questions too, because, you know, there's a lot of you out there that listen to me that have a lot of knowledge at this point. And I appreciate your participation in the forum. The other thing that's happening, and I may have mentioned this before, I'm not really sure. You know, a long time ago, those of you who have followed my blog for a long time, remember one post that I did where I said, wouldn't it be cool if people could just walk around and sort of announce their interest in pegging and it was socially acceptable and maybe you could wear t-shirts? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make those t-shirts for you. So I went to this website called Zazzle.com and I made two t-shirts, one for men, one for women. Pegger for the women and Peggy for the men. And underneath that, it says www.rubyrider.com. And if you put rubyrider.com in, it sends you directly to peggingparadise.com. So people brave enough to wear that, you can buy t-shirts like that in any color. They have just a wide, wide variety of colors. In addition, I made coffee cups, plain white coffee cups with the words Pegger and Peggy on them. And it's printed two times on the cup, so the person sitting across from you watching you hold it and you can both see the word on it. What I was thinking was after a lovely night of pegging, you get up the next morning and have coffee and just smile at each other because, you know, it reminds you of all the fun that you had the night before. So the last thing that I created was a tote. And it has a crown on it, and it says, keep calm and keep on pegging. And you may have seen these here and there. I think I put a picture up on Facebook one time. So I'm going to put links to these. And the other thing that I'm going to be making is a t-shirt with my Ruby Rider logo on it, that new black and red one, for anybody that wants that. Because I've gotten more than a few requests for people who really want that on a t-shirt. And I think they're kind of brave to wear it. I'm honored. I'm thrilled. So I'll make it, and we'll see how many of you want them. This is just a lark that I did, and I didn't expect to make any money out of it at all, and I'm not yet, because I get a teeny tiny cut. However, it's just fun to know my name is out there. I think I've sold three or four things in all the years that this has been up on Zazzle, but there's a renewed interest in the t-shirt situation, especially with my new logo, so I'll put that up there and we'll see how it goes. You will find a link to my Zazzle store on my Linkorama, everybody. So, moving on, let's give you the Patreon update. It's been a while, so there's been some cool stuff happening with Patreon. I have a bunch of new patrons that I'm really excited to thank on the podcast. The first is Bill, who pledged $5 a month. Thank you so much for your generous pledge, Bill. I really appreciate it. Randy pledged $3 a month. Thank you, Randy. Really appreciate your pledge and your patronage. Sydney pledged $20 a month. Wow, thank you, Sydney. Really appreciate that as well. Thank you so much. And this next person wanted to be identified as Pegging is Electric, pledged $10 a month. Thank you. Thank you so much for that pledge. And Alan pledged $100 a month, which kicked me over the top of my first goal, which is $250 a month. Alan, thank you so much for that amazingly generous pledge. Wow. So, I'm going to play the music for myself here, everybody. It is pegging celebration time because of Patreon. So that first goal was me starting to produce the video shorts that address the commonly asked questions that I get asked over and over and over again, so that they're in a video short form, and then having my own YouTube channel and that kind of thing. The YouTube channel is made, but the only thing that's on it right now is my Patreon video. So those are in the works. I have everything I need to do that, and that will be happening very soon. So thank you, everybody, for helping me reach my first goal. It's so exciting. I really had no idea how this would all play out when I started on Patreon about a year ago. But I can't tell you how much it means that there are people out there who appreciate what I do so much that they are willing to support it in this manner. So thank you to all my new patrons. I appreciate your generosity and your patronage, and I'm going to get going on those video shorts. Okay, so let's get to your letters. This is an email I received. I'm a 57-year-old married white man, married to my second wife of 15 years. My wife is in her early 50s, and we have a very close relationship, until it comes to sex. I have always had a higher sex drive than her, and unfortunately that led to me having an affair about 6 years ago. We separated for about 2 months, and I moved out temporarily. Long story, boring, we realized we were miserable apart, and she agreed to taking me back if I would go to a therapist, and I agreed. We have both grown and worked on ourselves in that time, and have a stronger marriage than ever before. I also learned to open up more about what I wanted sexually, and as hard as it has been at times, she has pretty much been open to it. I would classify this all as very vanilla until I started reading about prostate play, and then stumbling across your podcasts. I began using my wife's rather slender plastic vibrator, a cheap one, in my ass. Wow, I never had such strong orgasms before. After a year of secretly doing that as a part of my playtime, I got the nerve to ask her if she would consider assisting me with that toy while I jerked off. She was very hesitant, and I explained to her all about the prostate and how it's a man's G-spot. So, she tried it one morning while she was laying next to me on the bed. She was afraid she was hurting me, but I assured her it was feeling good. I had a huge orgasm and told her that it meant a lot to me that she loved me enough to make me feel that special. We tried it that way a couple more times, until I asked if I could change positions and get on the bed on all fours, and she stand behind me and hold the toy in while I jerked off. She agreed, and it felt so good. I have never felt that good using it on myself. More importantly, the woman that I love so much was doing something for me that she would never have dreamed of doing to any man. I was feeling more relaxed with giving up some control in our lovemaking, and it appeared that my beautiful, loving wife was more accepting of this new part of our relationship. So this brings me to last weekend, when we were laying in bed, and I had just finished giving her oral, and she asked what she could do for me. I said that I would love for her to get behind me again and use the toy in my ass. She was more relaxed about it this time and said, sure, quote, lube up that ass, end quote. Everything was starting off great, and I actually stopped rubbing my cock so I could just enjoy her moving the toy in and out slowly. Then I was shocked when I could feel her body get closer to me, and then felt her reach around and start stroking my cock while fucking my ass. I would never have expected her to do this, but have dreamed of it for a long time. It took just 5 minutes of that to give me the biggest orgasm I have ever had in my life. She has a hard time making me come from oral and handjobs, so this surprised me a great deal. After I came, I got very emotional, and she sensed that something was wrong. I told her how it made me feel, and how vulnerable I felt, but in a good way. I told her how nice it was to give up the control for once and let her control my orgasm. She held me after, and I explained how it made me feel and how much I loved her. So my next step is to suggest a strap-on and harness. I also just ordered a Tantus Silk Medium that we both suggested would be good because of the flared base, and she wouldn't feel like it would get lost. I am also planning to have her listen to podcast number 112 before we take it to the next level. I do fear that she won't feel comfortable wearing a harness because she is a beautiful big woman, but as I have learned, with patience and good open communication, I just may hear that music. Thanks again, Ruby, for all you do, and I always look forward to each new podcast. Much love and respect, Joe. Joe, wow, thank you so much for writing in and telling that story. It sounds like you two are on your way. And I'm happy that things seem to be proceeding so nicely. It really is amazing when you start communicating, even though the communication can be so scary, asking your partner to do certain things. Sometimes it is a little awkward at first. Sometimes it is a little strange. And maybe your partner has fears about what you want to try that have to be talked through or just tried out, and then she sees it's all okay. So I'm happy for you that everything seems to be going great. Now, I wanted to remark on the big, beautiful woman part. You know, there are plenty of options for the big, beautiful women, and one that I realized that we hadn't been offering through enticeme.com, I checked with Tiffany and realized that, you know, there is a panty-style harness that Spare Parts makes called the Tomboy, and it's kind of like women's bikini underwear, but it has the harness in front. It has the sewn-in O-ring, and they make that up to a 3XL, so I'm sure that there is something that will fit your wife in there. And so that's an option as well. Tiffany's going to put it on enticeme.com, and I'll put that link in the Linkorama. And of course, the one that I recommend all the time is the Aslan Leather Minx. That is definitely the Cadillac harness. You know, the Aslan Minx comes in purple and pink, too. In fact, I just got one of those pink ones, and it's kind of a fuchsia color. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. So anyway, those are options as well as the panty style Spare Parts Tomboy. And I'll put those links in the Linkorama for you. And check out the Spare Parts Sasha and Bella, too. Those are panty-style harnesses. And their 3XL fits up to a 52-inch waist. So anything from that and under, wherever your wife may fall, that is also a possibility. So those harnesses are great for a comfortable fit. And the Sasha, of course, has the lovely garters. That's a very feminine harness, in case that is something that is a concern for your wife, that maybe strapping on a cock will make her look not so feminine. There are ways around that, believe me. You could get the pink Aslan Minx and a pink dildo if you wanted to. The Tanta Silk sounds like a fine size for you guys to have. What you might want to consider is also getting a longer dildo if she's a BBW. I'm not sure what size you are, but longer toys work better for people who are big, beautiful people, because some of that lovely flesh takes space, and so you cannot get the depth of insertion that you need. So I'm going to put a link on the Linkorama for those harnesses that I mentioned. As well as, you know, we are still trying to locate the best beginner's dildos for big, beautiful people, because clearly it needs to be longer, at least 7 inches, maybe a little bit longer, 7.5, but it needs to have that starting diameter of about 1.25 inches. And unfortunately, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, these seem to be a little bit difficult to find. We have found one distributor that we're looking into now. So as soon as we lock that in and hopefully decide to do business with them, I will announce it. But for now, that Tanta Silk Medium is going to be a great handheld toy. And it's possible you could use it in certain positions, but it's going to be a little short, probably, for use in a harness. I really commend you, however, in getting an anal-safe toy. Definitely good with the flared base, anal-safe toy. That's a big one when dealing with butts. So I'm quite sure that your ass is having a great time with your newfound play with your wife, and I wish you both the best. I hope it goes great when she listens to podcast 112, and I will post the link and announce it as soon as we find a dildo to replace the Tantus Sport. That was a good one. The Tantus Sport was perfect for this use, but they discontinued it, so we don't have a choice anymore, so we're looking around. Okay, thank you so much for writing in. Let me know when I can play that music for you. Good luck to you, sir. Okay, guess what we have now? Pegging celebration time! Two letters from this man. Here's the first one. So here's a brief update from me. We finally did it, smiley face. P.S. Thank you. And then there is a PPS. By the way, a very special part of our journey was to go toy shopping together, not online, but in a real boutique in my town, which advertises itself as a queer-friendly, feminist, vegan sex store, although they do offer leather harnesses, so they're not really 100% vegan. And what felt special was really the openness. The store is on a lively main street. They don't have darkened windows. The insides are not hidden from passers-by. So you have to be ready to just walk into the store the same as you, say, enter a computer store to buy a new printer. Except that in this store, instead of asking what laser printers they have on offer, we asked the salespersons to assist my fiancé and me to find the right gear for her to fuck me in the ass. Proud we did it, and grateful to the incredibly nice and helpful ladies running the store. They even had a separate room for us to try the gear on. You are expected to keep your underwear on. And they took all the time to explain what lube to use, what is recommended for cleaning and maintenance, etc. Maybe this sounds silly to you, as you have been used to being totally open for a number of years now, but you also have been writing and talking about how long it took for you, so I guess you can empathize. And after, you wonder, what the heck have I been afraid of all these years? To be sure, decades. There was really nothing to be afraid of, and so much pleasure to be had. Why the heck did it take so long in these short lives we have? In my case, from talking to my fiancé about how I enjoy anal stimulation to respectfully suggesting to her to fuck me in the ass has taken a whopping 10 years, and another 6 months until we finally did it. So yes, I am so happy we finally did it, and I am so glad that she went on this journey with me. What gave me the final bit of encouragement I needed was discovering your podcast last fall. Not sure it would have had the same effect had I discovered it 10 years earlier, if it had existed back then, but I am stunned how long it took. So I want to second what you have been preaching. Don't keep waiting. Be courageous and open about your desires. There is nothing to fear. There is so much pleasure that awaits you, and so much liberation to be had. Oh well, I guess once I wrote this, I also have to hit the send button. And then he wrote back. Hi, Ruby, it's me again. Looking at the letter again, it struck me that I hardly acknowledged the wonderful new sides my fiancé revealed to me. I kind of feared and anticipated that she might play along just to make me happy, and it would therefore feel shallow, like pretend only. But already, when we went toy shopping together and we were in that fitting room to see what harness is best for her, the way she grabbed me and turned me around face to the wall already felt like she was about to go to serious business. Back home, well, the first time, to be honest, it was not great at all. The dildo seemed to hit all the wrong spots, and since I had last masturbated the day before, I wasn't particularly excitable, and she was quite afraid she might hurt me. But next, when we tried 2 weeks later, and I had deliberately refrained from ejaculating for a number of days, it really felt so great. Well, to be honest, I did not get to the holy grail of having a prostate orgasm yet, but several times the dildo seemed to hit a sweet spot, and I already got an inkling of what it must be like. But the main thing was, she really shagged me. Wow, I did not expect that. She really did it. So awesome. That was not just pretend. I guess I haven't felt so close to her, so completely in my place, for a long time, if ever. And again, it feels strange to hit the send button after writing these lines. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing. And sharing the personal side, the relationship side of it as well. Going and shopping for equipment can be really fun. And that store that you mentioned sounds like it has a great setup for you to be able to try them on. So I commend them on that. That's pretty awesome. And the openness, too. The openness is really helpful when you're going to shop for equipment. If the store is really open about what they've got and how they treat you and all of those things, it makes it so much easier to be open yourself, and you can just sort of take a deep breath and know that it's really all okay. I love when you said, she really shagged me. That's so awesome. And what you've been waiting for so long. So yes, I can absolutely identify with you and empathize with taking a long time to express your desires. So congratulations on finally getting there, and have fun, you two. Enjoy the hell out of it. Goodness. Happy pegging, and thanks for writing in and letting us know that it was time to play the music. Okay, guess what we have now? Another pegging celebration time! This is an email. It says, wow, first time. Wow, so I suggested to my wife of less than 1 year we try pegging about 2 months ago, and she was reluctant about trying it. I brought it up again a month later, and she was totally on board with it. Oh my God, was it great. Thank you so much. So we started shopping around and bought a few things. Not sure if they were the right things, but she fucked my ass for the first time, and wow, it was a bit crazy. And I may have said wait at least 10 times, laugh out loud. When she finally got her dong inside of me, it was amazing. We are both big, beautiful people and looking for a longer toy. Please help. Changing the world one ass at a time, 906. Please use that on your show. I don't know what that means, 906, but you asked me to use it on my show, and so I did. It must mean something special to you two, so I hope that that was fun. And as I mentioned from the first letter that I got, we are still researching trying to find the right longer dildo for the big beautiful people. And I'm a little frustrated that we're having such a hard time finding it. It seems like there's a hole in the market that really needs to provide toys for big beautiful people, and they just need to be longer. That's pretty much all you need to do. Yes, we are looking for that, and I think we found one. We just have to establish the relationship with the manufacturer. So again, I will announce that and put it on my podcast ASAP for you people who are waiting for it out there. Congratulations, sir. Your sweet and short story makes it sound like it was pretty simple. And it's so interesting that you approached her and she was reluctant. And then you brought it up again a month later and she was totally on board. So you know what I'm curious about? I'm curious about what happened in that month. Did she do any research? Did you give her any information? Or did she just kind of have to sit with it for a while and decide that it was something she was interested in? I'm very interested in the answer to those questions. Congratulations. Have fun, you two, and thanks for writing in. Okay, here's another email. Love the podcast and all you do. You have shared my letters a few times, and I am honored. Now I would like to share a kind of warning with you and your listeners. I only get to self-play, and then he's got a frowny face. When I do, I cross-dress and share my pics on FetLife. I wanted to try these little jewel-ended butt plugs for the pictures. I asked on FetLife and found that they were on Amazon. I try to stay away from Amazon as a sex shop, but I've gotten quality stuff there before. The plugs are metal and come with 3 sizes. The small was too small for me, but the middle felt great. I left it in for about 20 minutes and snapped some pics to share. When picture time ended and I wanted to use one of my dildos and went to remove the plug and found out that I had almost lost it, and I don't mean it was falling out either. I had to push a little and get it out. I have never had that happen. I don't know how serious that can be, but it scared me, that's for sure. The size of the plug section of the toy is too big for the base. If you can comfortably take the plug, the base isn't big enough to hold it from following it right on in. And then he provides a link to the plugs. You know, when I look at the link and those toys on Amazon, it does appear that the base of it is not much bigger than the bulb. That's exactly what you were saying. So I had to check because through enticeme.com we sell Crystal Delights. And by the way, the brand, what you bought on Amazon, is not a good one. It's a knockoff probably of a plug like Crystal Delights. So the Crystal Delights, it looks as if the base is designed to be a little bit more than a quarter to a third of an inch bigger than the plug itself. But I have to say that sometimes people who do a lot of anal play, or sometimes maybe they don't just do a lot of anal play, but they just have a really relaxed anal sphincter, that can happen sometimes. So if you're one of those people and you know that that happens, whether it's, you know, you've had a scare and maybe almost sucked a toy in and things like that, you definitely want to only get the toys that have the larger base on them. The vast majority of people out there would probably be fine with a difference of about a third of an inch between the base and the bulb, but some people actually kind of suck it right in. So, yes, thank you for that warning. And if something like that happens to you listeners out there, then you know that you are the people who need to be sure that you get toys with a decently large base so that won't happen. Thank you for that warning. And let's see the rest of your Right, so the rest of your message was short. The price should have been warning enough, but they had good reviews, and sometimes you gamble and win. Almost lost big time on this. Thank you again, Ruby. Married lonely ass in Fresno is how he signs off. Oh, I'm sad about that part. You know, there's some really good solo toys, and I would recommend... And if you are in a situation where it's all about self-play, consider some of the ones with the suction cup bases so that you can have some fun shower time. Or consider some of the ones that insert and vibrate and move around and stimulate your prostate. You might as well go for the really awesome toys if all you're going to get to do is use them yourself. That's kind of my premise. But I know that sometimes they get a little bit pricey, but please don't buy toys off of Amazon. If the price is cheap, then you're getting a cheap toy, vast majority of time. Okay, thanks for writing in, sir, and good luck with your self-play. I'll put some links in the Linkorama to some of those self-play toys that I discussed. And once again, it is pegging celebration time! Okay, this is a letter that was written in on the forum. First, I want to thank you, Ruby, for giving us all a place where we can tell our stories and learn from you and each other about pegging and living our lives to the fullest. There are so many people out there like me that don't have anyone I can tell my experiences to, so a forum such as this one is very much appreciated, by me especially. In December 2015, I went to get a massage from a woman who specialized in sensual and prostate massage. I found her by searching on the internet. I was specifically looking for a prostate massage. I emailed her and let her know what I was looking for, and we set an appointment. When I got there, I realized it was her house. After sitting in my car and working up my nerve, I knocked and went inside her house. She took me into the room where she did the massage and excused herself to go get some oil for the massage. There was a massage table, but all around the room there were mirrors, whips, ropes, scarves, and other assorted toys. There was even a station with restraints for hands and feet. I remember thinking, what did I just get myself into? When she came back in, she saw I was looking around the room and was very quiet. She told me she had spent a lot of time putting the room together and even built the station herself. She assured me nothing was going to happen except for the massage and prostate massage. She then told me to get undressed, very unnerving. But I did, and laid face down on the table. She did the massage, and as I relaxed, she started playing with my ass with her finger, and a scarf, and even a feather. It was totally fabulous. After lubing my ass, she inserted her finger inside, and it was divine. When it was done, I was happy to have done it, but also embarrassed. I wanted to see her again, but didn't get up the nerve. A year went by, and I went back again in January 2016. This time we talked a lot more, and I expressed my desire to try new things. She did the massage and introduced some small toys and a vibrating finger inserted into my ass. Again, divine. I wanted more. After the session, we talked about her and the things she did. I got up the nerve to ask about pegging, and she told me excitedly how she loved to peg men. I told her I was interested in trying and was a virgin, and she told me she would do it whenever I was ready and showed me some of the dildos she has used. I went home very excited, so much so I had a hard orgasm at home. I thought about it a lot and had a birthday coming up, and I contacted her and asked if she did anything special for birthdays. She asked if I was interested in being pegged. I jumped at the opportunity, pardon the pun. That day, I got there and sat in my car feeling anxious, scared, and extremely excited at what was about to happen. She made me feel completely relaxed and walked me through some of the things she had planned for me. She seemed very excited to be taking my virginity. At least it seemed that way to me. After a massage and some prostate play, she had me turned face up on the table. She blindfolded me first. She asked first if this was okay, and I said yes. Then I felt her put some restraints on my hands and then my feet. Not being able to see anything was so erotic. She then put my hands down to the sides of the table and bound them together, so I couldn't use them at all. She then moved around the room, and I heard a drawer being opened, and the sound of stuff being moved around in the drawer. Then I felt her doing something with my cock. I felt something being put on and taken off, then something else being put on, and then something else being clamped on. She then pulled my blindfold off long enough to see that she had attached a CBT device on me, and it looked hot. She left it on and started to play with my nipples. I have extremely sensitive nipples, and was happy she put the CBT on because I was ready to explode. She put some nipple clamps on me, and then she walked around the room again, and more sounds of drawers opening and the shuffling of things. She then took off my blindfold, and there she was, standing in front of me wearing the strap-on dildo. Had it not been for the CBT, I would have lost it. The sight of her wearing the strap-on was so hot, I told her how beautiful she looked. The reality of the situation set in. She lifted my legs using the restraints straight up and locked them in that position and slid my body towards the end of the table and proceeded to massage my prostate with her finger and the vibrating finger for what seemed like forever. Then she got on the table and straddled my feet. Then it happened. She took the strap on, a small cylindrical one, and slipped it into my ass. The filling sensation was intense, but it didn't hurt at all. She fucked me slowly at first, but then I begged her to go harder and deeper. I uttered some obscenities and begged her to fuck my ass more and more. I even referred to it as my pussy. The orgasm I had was the most intense one I have ever experienced. It seemed to go on forever. After this session, I have opened up and expressed my desire to one day suck a man's cock and have him come inside my mouth. I was strictly curious about the experience, but figured it would remain a fantasy. It was a great birthday present to myself. I've seen her 2 more times, and each time was another level of eroticism and hard orgasms. The last time I came while she was pegging me, and I almost came without being touched. I was there, and it felt like I was going to come, but I didn't get over the point of no return. But she stroked my cock, and I came, and it seemed to go on forever. She encouraged it, and even urged me to come. She didn't laugh at me, but instead kept telling me to come for her. There was a big smile on her face, and we locked eyes, and she told me to let it go, and I shot the hardest and biggest load I had ever shot. When I was done, she commented how she'd never seen so much cum shoot out of a man. She had actually wrapped a pair of panties around my cock, and I came in them. She let me keep them. She emailed me 2 days ago and said she had a client who had expressed the same desire as me to have oral sex with another man. She wanted to know if I was interested in doing this and assured me that I was ready for it. She assured me she will be there with both of us and would take charge of it. I agreed, and we will be doing this in the next 2 days. I am excited but very cautious. I consider myself a heterosexual male. I love women and simply want to experience giving a blowjob and taking the cum in my mouth. I do intend to swallow, but the whole idea still scares me and excites me. But I'm going to do it. I will have a follow-up afterwards. The woman I go to is very exciting but very attuned to my feelings. I'm glad she will be there to run it. I wish Ruby was there too, and I mean no disrespect. I have the highest respect for you, Ruby. I think it would be erotic to have you two ladies help us achieve our fantasies. Hopefully this may lead into the two of us having anal sex. It would be hot also to be pegged while sucking a cock. Sorry about the long story, but I had to let this out. Any input from anyone would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again, Ruby, for giving us this forum. Virtual hugs for you. Wow, that is quite a story. I hear so often about the feelings of shame, and that's one of the reasons that I do what I do with Pegging Paradise and with all of my podcasts and everything, is because there is the shame and embarrassment. And you talked about that after going the first time and feeling embarrassed to the point where it took you a year to go again. And it's great that you kicked past that and went again and enjoyed yourself and asked for what you wanted, and then you have started exploring sexually, which is totally cool. This is also a lovely example of how you can go to a pro and experience the pegging thing, experience the prostate massage, and explore your fantasies and your desires. This is a perfect example of that. And I talk about, if you don't have a partner and you're not looking for a partner and you just want to try things out, sometimes a pro can be a great choice. So yes, this is exactly what you did. And your mention of it could only be better if I was there. You know, I'm going to let you slide on that one. I am. But I think I've mentioned before, several times on this podcast, that when you include me in your fantasies, it can only be in your head. You can't tell me about it because that is sexualizing me. If you knew how often I get letters every single day about guys who want me to fuck them, it's as if I am not there as a person. Now, I know you don't feel that way. I know you have tons of respect for me and all that. But at the same time, we don't know each other, and you're including me in your sexual fantasy and mentioning how cool it would have been for me to be there and do something sexual with you. So there you have it. Like I said, I'm going to let you slide. I know there was no disrespect meant. I'm happy for you that you're exploring all that, and I am anxious to hear the follow-up and hear how it went with the guy and what that was like for you. Congratulations on exploring your sexuality and going for it. Thank you so much for writing in. Okay, another email, and this, the subject line says, hot to trot, get hot to squat. Dear Ruby, sorry for the wordplay, but as with any email about pegging practices, it is best to make things tongue-in-cheek rather than just ramming things through. Anyway, I had a hypothesis, and maybe you can help with this. In the Pegging 101 page, a search for position proved to encourage variety and exploration, but I was watching an online ad for a device called the Squatty Potty, and then he has a link, which works to lift the feet up for someone using the toilet for a number two. The reasoning is that certain muscles in the pelvic area pull across the rectum, causing a cinching effect, which can lead to other problems. Toilets in Japan are lower to the floor, and they traditionally squat. And then he writes, insert inoffensive Japanese efficiency joke here. I did not purchase the aforementioned product, but decided to test the idea with simply leaning forward with my chest on my knees while my feet were on the toes, thus creating a similar effect. Well, it does, in my experience, allow for a better and smoother flow of material through the back door. The natural conclusion of the idea is that if a squatting position works for something exiting the backside, would this not make it easier to penetrate as well? When the doctor examines the anus, such as for a prostate exam, we are told to lift one leg up, and indeed, penetration is not so bad then, compared to at other times. The position of one or both legs lifted to meet the torso is easily achieved on almost any bed or sex harness, so maybe your listeners can answer the question of if this works. P.S. One position that I do not think you listed was to have the recipient lay on the side with one leg curled up. I often find that having the recipient on the side is an excellent position for penetration, as it offers access to back and front, as well as my most prized factor, eye contact. And this is from Carl. Thanks for bringing my attention to this. I think it's absolutely easier for penetration if you bring one or both knees closer up to the chest. And I've wanted to try one of those squatty potty things for a while. I've read about these in other countries and how it's kind of ridiculous the way we sit on toilets does not allow for good evacuation of the bowels. So anyway, one leg up position in terms of pegging is actually something that I have mentioned before. I recall posting a video of a couple fucking. It was really hot. And then I think the video was taken down, so the link was broken, but I do have a still that I captured from that video clip. And so I've taken that picture and made it the picture for this podcast blog post so that everybody can see what we're talking about. And I decided to name it Side Saddle. I did go back to Pegging 101 and inserted that into the positions. And I also put a picture up there as a blog post on Pegging 101, which is, I believe, where you found this information. So thanks for bringing my attention to that, because that is a way cool position, especially for women with shorter legs. And it does allow relaxation for the man as well as easier penetration because that leg is pulled up. So yay. Thanks for the letter. Okay, this is a message I got on FetLife. Hey there, Ms. Ruby. Thanks for accepting my friend request. I absolutely love your erotica, blogs, and writings. Since finding you here on FetLife and reading some of your blogs, I've learned that pegging is not all about my pleasure, and it should never be about the toy. I need to be more responsive to her needs because I ask her to be responsive of mine. My girlfriend and I have always had mind-blowing, toe-curling, passionate, booty-bumping sex, and recently, about 2 years ago, have been experimenting with strap-on sex, and I loved it so much that I soon forgot about pleasing her. And he has a frowny face. It was the only thing on my mind, and I think it kind of turned her off. So I've tried a different approach by not asking for it directly. She knows that I want it and would do anything for it. Cook, clean, etc. I'm very handy and can do anything around a house. Electrical, plumbing, carpentry, gardening. The honey-do list is extensive. I now do all these things and more, trying to indirectly persuade her to bend me over and take my cookies. Then he has a smiley face. So it doesn't happen all the time, maybe every 3 months, but when it does happen, she tells me to go to the closet and get her strap on, laugh out loud. It's so fucking hot to get on my knees and strap her up. I'm just trying to figure more ways of recreating the situation. Thanks for all you do. You're truly a goddess among men. Wish I could cut your grass, trim your hedges, and maybe install new light fixtures for all buck naked. Best wishes. Well, that's quite an offer. So one of the things that happens sometimes with couples when they first start exploring pegging is that the man loves it so much that he kind of gets fixated on it. And to the exclusion of her pleasure, which is what you mentioned happened, which is a big mistake. So for all of you beginners out there who haven't tried it yet, please watch out for this. Make sure that you send your partner to the moon with pleasure because she is doing this for you. So it's got to be mutual pleasure. It's got to be the GGG. Good as in good in bed. Giving as in giving of equal time and pleasure. Game as in game to try just about anything. So she's been game to try the pegging. You must be giving of equal time and pleasure. What I suggest, and have suggested many times, is scheduling it. If there is any part of her that would be willing to schedule it, it might actually be a good thing for her as well, because otherwise, you're kind of there always hoping. And, you know, maybe that works well for her, because it sounds like you're getting a lot of stuff done. However, if every time you guys get into bed, there's this sort of under the surface, ooh, I really want you to fuck me, and she kind of has to say no every time, even if it's an unspoken thing, it might be a cool thing for both of you. Certainly, I know it would be for you to say, okay, so how about I get this like once a month, and the rest of the time, it's normal sex, or whatever schedule works for both of you. Because that way, you know when to clean out, you know when it's going to happen, so you can relax. You can relax and know that it's going to be coming in X amount of time. And she can stop sort of holding that boundary. And I know that she doesn't hold it verbally because you said you don't ask for it anymore. And so, like I said, maybe this is working really well for her with you doing all of the honey-do stuff and trying to be such a good guy that it's working for her quite well. I don't know if she'd be motivated to change it. But to express your sincere desire to have it a little more often is not a bad thing. You can ask for it, and you can suggest a schedule and see where that goes. That would be my suggestion for you, sir. Thank you so much for writing in, and let us know how it goes. Okay, here is another email. Dear Ruby, thank you for reading my letter on podcast number 157. It was a turn-on to hear my story be read by someone else, especially on a larger platform like a podcast. Most of my sexual experience is extremely private and something I've had to bottle up for fear of judgment for many years, so thank you for helping me tell my story. But speaking of stories, I have one I would like to share since it felt good to open up about my sexual path. It's actually the story of the very first time I was pegged, which also happens to be with a married male and female couple in a bisexual setting. This occurred approximately 5 years ago. I'd been online looking for a new male playmate near me since my previous fuck buddy moved away, and it's hard to find a good fuck buddy, in part because I'm picky. I shave my cock, balls, and ass, and also like my guys this way, or at least trimmed, so you can imagine it cuts down on guys that I'm interested in playing with. I received an email one night from this couple not too far from me, asking me if I'm into women and men. Of course I am, so I replied immediately. They sent over some of their pictures, and I returned the favor. They were hot, with great bodies. She was around 40 and had the MILF next door thing going on. Long blonde hair with brown streaks, D-sized fake breasts, a nice juicy ass, and a hot shaved pussy. He was also around 40, toned, not buff, but had a nice physique. Spiky dark hair and tan. Had a very nice 7 or so inch thick cut cock. He was so smooth, I swore he waxed. He had thong tan lines because she made him go tanning in a thong, which was hot and very pleasurable visually. He also had a nice smooth ass, which looked waxed as well. Remember I said I was mostly a bottom, but if I top a guy, they have to have a hairless female-like ass. I was worried that it was almost too good to be true and that maybe somebody was sending me bogus pictures. They could sense my caution and asked if we could text, and we did. They would send me pictures and even video of them fucking, referring to my name so I knew it was them and that they were real. It was such a turn-on. We spoke on the phone a few times, but the emails continued for several weeks, mainly because we couldn't get our schedules aligned. But the back-and-forth emails were hot, and were building up to what I hoped would be a great night when the time would come. It was like weeks long worth of foreplay. She informed me that she was very dominant and controlling and liked to instruct men what to do. She was in no way a dominatrix or dressed as such for sex, but she made sure I knew she was going to be in control. She had tasks for me to complete. One was to go buy women's underwear and send them pictures of me in it. Another was to go out in public and go shopping with my butt plug in and to send them pics as proof. One email they sent me was of her fucking him in the ass with her strap on. I must admit, prior to this, I was not at all that interested or really too aware of pegging. I masturbated to that video she sent me and videoed myself doing so and sent it to them at her request. She asked if, when the time came, if I would like her to fuck me in the ass with her strap on. And I so did. I never really had too strong of a desire to be pegged before. I kept my ass in reserve, of sorts, for my gay sexual encounters, and the rest for my female sex partners. But this was a new and exciting proposition. I had a bisexual threesome before, but this was another level, and something I had not experienced. I was nervous and excited. She asked me about cum and if I had ever swallowed. I had before, but very rarely, and only with someone I was comfortable with. I have tasted my own brand from time to time, though. She wouldn't tell me why, but it seemed pretty obvious to me. After around a month or so of talking, our schedules finally matched, and we set a date. She instructed me to bring those lacy thong panties I purchased at her request, or should I say order. She didn't want me to put them on, just to bring them with me. The night of, I shaved completely from my face down. I normally trim my legs, but she wanted me to shave them. I got dressed in nice jeans and a button-up shirt. I texted her when I got to the bar where we were to meet. She told me to get myself hard and walk into the bar and try. She told me to get myself hard, walk into the bar, and not to try to hide my hard-on, but to let it be known to anyone who was looking. I was so nervous, but I followed her instructions. I didn't need to try to get hard, as just the thought of everything we had discussed over the previous weeks was running through my mind. I was extremely hard, and it was very noticeable in my jeans. I walked into the bar and didn't see them at first until she waved me down. They were exactly as they looked in their pictures, so that was a relief. They were sitting at the bar, and she pulled out a chair to her left, as he was on her right, making her in the middle. We said our hellos, and I sat down. She called over the bartender and ordered me a Jameson and Coke. She didn't ask what I wanted, but I don't think she cared, and neither did I. I liked the fact that I wasn't in control, even if it was just a drink. While the bartender was right in front of us, she reached under the bar and grabbed my cock. She said, "Good boy, glad you know how to follow instructions." We started a conversation, but it was mostly her talking. They were both laid back and very cool. I didn't get any jealousy vibe from him at all, which was good. After all, I was there for him, too. She whispered into his ear, and he got up and went to the bathroom. She looked at me and said, "Don't worry, you're next." I wasn't sure what she meant, so I just smiled and took a drink. Moments later, he arrived back and sat down. He handed her something under the bar that looked like some type of cloth, and she put it in her purse. She then whispered in my ear, "Go to the bathroom and change into those panties I told you to bring, and bring me back your underwear." At this point, my hard-on was gone, but it was back instantly. I got up and followed her instructions. I went to the bathroom and changed into the lacy thong panties I had purchased. When I got back, I gave her my boxers, which she put into her purse, and said, "Calvin's, nice." She reached into the back of my waistband and pulled on my thong. She smiled and said, "Good boy. Now finish your drink and let's get going." I followed them back to their house. It was a big house in a nice newer neighborhood. She fixed another round of drinks for us and told us to go out back and wait for her. They had a large private backyard that no prying eyes could see into. They had a big pool and jacuzzi, which was on. She came out in a bikini and told us to take our clothes off. When we did, I saw that he, too, was in a woman's thong, but his was just a string. We got in the jacuzzi and only talked for a few moments before she laid out some ground rules. I wasn't allowed to kiss either of them, which I was fine with. I don't kiss men anyways. I wasn't allowed to do anything unless I was previously told it was okay to do so. They started kissing, and she was stroking his cock under the water. She told me to get up on the edge of the spa and start masturbating. She moved over towards me and pulled him along. She began giving me oral and then shortly after pushed him onto me for him to do the same. They were taking turns, kissing each other with my cock in between. Then it was his turn and she had me do the same to him, minus the kissing between her and I. She told us to get out and dry off, then put only our panties back on. We went inside and went to their bedroom. It was a nice normal bedroom, no whips or anything like that. She went into the closet for a few minutes and came out with her strap-on, some lube, and condoms. She was now fully nude at this time, which I became hard again and my thong couldn't contain my cock. The next several minutes, everyone performed oral on everyone. At one point, I was performing oral on him, he was on her, and she was on me. This switched in this fashion a few times. That's when she put on her strap-on. She bent him over and lubed him up before inserting her strap-on dildo into him. It was so hot watching it. She made me go lay down in front of him so he could perform oral on me while she was fucking him. After, she took her strap-on off and put a condom on me. She then told me I had to fuck him, as he was fucking her. She was missionary with him on top and then me behind him. It was hot. After 10 minutes or so, I could tell he was coming inside of her. She had me pull out of him, and he did so from her. She was laying there, legs spread with her pussy full of cum. That's when she fingered to me in the come here motion. I eased my way towards her on the bed. She told me to clean it up and pulled my head down to her pussy. The mixture of his and her juices, it was a first for me, but extremely hot in that moment. That's when it was my turn. She put her strap on back on and pushed me down on my back. She fingered me for a moment to warm me up before inserting herself into me. This went on for a while in several positions. I felt like I came multiple times, but was only leaking cum out of my cock. She told me I wasn't allowed to come until she said so. After my knees were buckling and my body was quivering, she rolled me over onto my back and put a condom on me. She then, with her strap-on still on, sat on my cock and rode me hard. It was so hot watching that red dildo bouncing up and down on my stomach. She then got off and bent over and told me to fuck her until I came. I followed her orders like a good boy. I came so hard I thought the condom would break from overfilling. He was sitting there watching the whole time. After I came, he said, "Nice," and she said, "That's a good boy." It was the very first time I was pegged by a woman with a strap-on. I enjoyed it more than any time a man had fucked me. I still chat with this couple from time to time, and we have planned on other dates, but it just hasn't worked out, being that I moved further away. Now that I'm in a serious relationship with a woman who pegs me on occasion, I don't have the desire as much to want to play with them again. Not to mention, my woman fucking me is still the hottest thing I have ever done sexually. Sincerely, and you'll recognize the name from me reading it in the last podcast, Trisexual, Southern California. Tri spelled T-R-Y. That was a totally hot story. It's one of those stories where I feel like I need to take a break. That was totally hot. Thank you so much for sharing that in so much detail. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. And that woman's given me some ideas. So I appreciate you sharing the story on a number of levels. Wow. Okay, whew. I'm fanning myself. Okay, everybody out there listening, picture me fanning myself. Okay, thanks again for writing in. Here is the next letter. This is another letter on FetLife. Hi, Ruby. I discovered your podcast earlier this week and have been listening to it daily on my way to and from work. Great job. My wife and I have engaged in pegging off and on for years with great enjoyment. After listening to several of your podcasts, it occurred to me that we've never really purchased any high-quality pegging equipment. Perhaps we would have engaged in pegging more often with a better selection of tools at our disposal. We've since decided to upgrade our entire toy box and are currently trying to decide on a harness. I was wondering if you had a favorite model between the Jacques, Minx, and Jaguar. Is there a particular dildo you would suggest as well? We're leaning toward the Tantus Curve at the moment. I recall you mentioning a sex sling manufacturer by Gym Support in one of your podcasts. How has the sling been holding up for you? Does this model seem to have enough head support? Keep up the good work and thanks. And it's from Jonathan. Jonathan, wow. I do think that when you have really good equipment that you do peg more often, because I've received so many letters from people who say, wow, we bought the cheap equipment and we finally got the good stuff. Whoa, what a difference. And there is a big difference. Sometimes you don't notice it as much in the moment because perhaps the harness pinches a little bit, perhaps it slips a little bit, you know, perhaps the dildo isn't quite the way you want it to be, all kinds of different things. And then when you get the really good equipment, it's like a world of difference. And so, yeah, I do believe that you probably would have been pegging more often. Do I have a favorite model of harness? I would say, without a doubt, my favorite model is the Minx, mostly because it's so beautiful. It's got that corset back, and it's leather. It's yummy, yummy leather. And yeah, it's absolutely the Cadillac. Plus, the Minx comes standard with that little extra sleeve that slides on the two straps of leather that go under your legs, and it holds in either a plug for your ass or a dildo for your vagina. It's called the double up cuff. So that comes standard with the Minx, which is totally cool because it's just a $10 buy it again item if you buy the Jaguar. But the Minx is the Cadillac, absolutely. And especially if you're going to be using it in a situation where you're not sharing it with a bunch of people, it's just you and your partner, then the leather is not really a concern at all. If you're using it and you love to fuck a whole bunch of different people, then I would probably suggest a fabric harness because it's washable and you can keep it cleaner. But yes, the Minx is amazing. Let's see, do I have a particular dildo I would suggest as well? You know, the Tantus Curve is great, especially if you are someone who likes a lot of stimulation on your prostate. Do keep in mind that this is about as much stimulation of the prostate as you're going to get with a dildo. In other words, not only is the curve pretty intense, which is why they call it the curve, but that silicone of that particular dildo is pretty firm. So remember my car analogy where some guys like the drive-by where it's just kind of going in and out of the rectal canal and not really quite touching the prostate because their prostates are so sensitive. And the next would be some guys like Sideswipe, and they like pressure on the prostate, but not a whole lot. And then there's the head-on, okay? The Tantus Curve is going to be the head-on. You're just going to be slamming right into that thing. And slamming is a word that might scare you off, but please don't let it, because there are men out there who really love very firm prostate stimulation, and the Curve will absolutely give you that. Do keep in mind that it's so turned that, for example, she can have it be the regular way curved up if she's fucking you in missionary, but she needs to remember to turn that dildo around if she's fucking you from behind, like in doggy style, so that the curve of the dildo is targeting the prostate in the proper direction. That's the coolest thing, is that we can turn our curved dicks around, where you guys don't have that option. Right now, one of my favorite toys is a whole lot softer than probably what you would like if you're considering the Tantus Curve. I really like the dual density ones with the suction cup bottoms that Blush Novelties makes. And they have so many different sizes, but that automatic suction cup on the bottom makes for some fun solo play in the shower. Or, you know, she can stick it on the wall in the shower when she's in there with you and order you to fuck yourself. I mean, there's a bunch of different possibilities. And the one I always like to bring up because it's such an amazing visual is if you've got nice, smooth countertops in the kitchen, you know, she can have you get up on the countertop and fuck yourself. See, I need to do some of these things I keep suggesting and then write about it, right? Clearly for you people to read. So yes, those are my favorites, but they are dual density and they're not as firm. So if you really like a firm silicone, that's not going to be one that's going to satisfy you as much. The other dildos that are my favorites right now are the Fuse Singles. They have a perfectly located insertion point for a mini vibe, which translates really well into clitoral stimulation, and the mini vibe I recommend is the WeVibe Tango. So that line is really wonderful, and that is the firm silicone as well, just like the Tantus Curve. So you might want to look at those. I'll put links to those in the Linkorama. Let's see, the Sex Swing. Oh, let's see, how has the sling been holding up for you? The sling has been holding up fabulously. Does it seem to have enough head support? Okay, here's the deal. No matter how long the torso is on the guy that I'm fucking, what ends up happening is he needs to scoot his body so far forward so that I can fuck him that his ass is kind of hanging off the sling a little bit, because that's what you want. You want it to be hanging off a little bit. So What I always tell the guys is scoot down far enough to where the sling is supporting your head. And I have not had a complaint at all ever about a lack of head support. So yeah, the one that I bought, I really, really like. I got the padded canvas sling. I do highly recommend, however, that you get the extra thing that holds the lube and the mirror. The mirror is so fun to be able to watch yourself getting fucked. And the lube holder, yeah, that's critical because there is no place to put that lube that's good. So you really need the lube holder. It comes as an extra that it fastens onto one of the poles. So yeah, Love the Sex Swing. And that is spelled J-I-M, gymsupport.com. So thanks for your letter. Those are my recommendations. You'll find the links in the Linkorama. And I appreciate you writing in. Okay, one last letter that I've got on FetLife. Hello, I was directed your way as a beginner to pegging. My husband is bi and has had many boyfriends, so anal play isn't new to him, but we're trying to start using strap-ons. It's a huge turn-on. But the problem we're running into is that because it's a toy, I have a hard time feeling how deep to push, when to go faster, and most often, if it's fallen out. It falls out pretty often, honestly, because I can't seem to gauge how far out to be pulling back when I thrust. Our communication is open, but when it's constant correcting, it takes us both pretty far out of the moment. I would love any tips related to this or not. You might have to pass along to a beginner. Okay, so what I would recommend is a longer dildo. A lot of being able to thrust without it falling out comes with practice, so that you know how far you can pull out and in what positions. Because there's so many subtleties. Like, for example, if a guy is laying face down and I am laying with my body on top of his, I can lay down and fuck him for a while, and then I can kind of slide my body a little bit further up on his so that pushes the dildo so it angles more directly to his prostate. So I play with different things like that all the time. But the more you slide up on his body, the easier it is to have that dildo pop out. Yes, we have all been there, every single one of us. Women who do pegging have been there in that moment where you are moving your hips and pushing away and your partner says, honey, it's out. So yeah, there's some embarrassment with that, but hey, it's a toy, and you are exactly right. We can't feel it. We absolutely can't feel it. So the position makes a big difference. What you will find is that a shorter dildo will limit your options in terms of positions. So the longer dildo gives you more options. Now, what you do have to be careful of is when you get into one of those really deep penetration positions, that if you've got the longer one, that you don't go slamming in there, because then you're going to kind of bottom out on that second sphincter. So you have to be aware of that when you switch to a position that allows for easier and deeper penetration. So I would look for a dildo that's about 7.5 inches long, and whatever diameter he prefers. He's not a beginner, even though you are, so the diameter is really up to him. And if he's bisexual and used to getting fucked by guys, then he has a sense of how big of a dildo he would like. But get a longer one and see how that works. The one that I've been looking for beginners, even though you're a beginner, I also in the category of the men being the beginner, would maybe be too narrow for him. And I've talked about that earlier in the podcast about beginners who are big, beautiful people who are looking for longer and still thin. So there you have it. Thank you for writing in. One last thing here. This was from a thread on Reddit Pegging Forum. Hi, Ruby. You've always praised Slickwood Silk. Because of you, I bought it a few months back, and I found it so much more comfortable than any purely water-based lube. I also require much less. It's amazingly comfortable and smooth. I love being fucked with this lube. So I wanted to read that because, you know, I go on and on about Slickwood Silk and how it's the holy grail of pegging lubes. And a lot of you out there have your favorite lube, and it's working perfectly fine. Well, here's someone who had something that was working perfectly fine, and he tried the Slickwood Silk and went, whoa, this is so much better. So consider it. I'll put the link in the Linkorama. Thank you for writing in, sir. Okay, you can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com has informational articles only with no kink. And my podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. Please remember, if you order anything from enticeme.com, you are supporting my work and spreading the word about pegging as far and as wide as I can. And please remember also to use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. And remember to spell that RYDER. Please send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too silly, too strange, or too simple. And, you know, listeners are going to learn with you, so don't be shy. Throw the questions on my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you all for downloading and listening. You rock. Happy pegging.